Hey, everybody. Before we get started, just wanted to tell you that we are getting so, so close to launching HeyDad.com, where you will be able to buy this subscription experience that we're creating for dads and kids. You could buy it for you. You could buy it for any dad you know. It's going to be really cool. We're getting really close. So if you haven't yet, this is a great opportunity to go to HeyDad.com right now. Give us your email address because you may or may not be receiving a discount code in your inbox when we launch. Also, if you haven't followed us yet on social, we are at HeyDad on Instagram and at HeyDadBox just about everywhere else. Thank you for all the reviews. Thank you for all the shares. Keep them coming. Thank you. Thank you. And now on to this extremely stupid episode that I'm very proud of.
I remember sitting in your guys' backyard, and we had just, you know, sketched out the ideas for a podcast, and we metaphorically put the swords in the middle, and we recited.
Wish you guys had told me it was metaphorically.
Yeah, that was weird when you had a sword.
I felt stupid.
Felt weird about that. But we recited our podcast creed. Mm. Now, our podcast creed, you know, it's not a secret, but it's not something we've necessarily
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret.
It's also
kind of a secret. But now at this point, I kind of feel like it'd be good for us to say the podcast creed on the podcast.
Because isn't the whole thing that you're supposed to say the secret out loud?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to visualize it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you create a vision board, which I had done. That's why I'm a vampire now. But I thought it'd be great for us to maybe...
It was a bummer that you created the vision board right in between Twilight 1 and 2.
Just felt like it was the right time. I've glamored all of you.
Glamour?
So let's recite the podcast creed.
Yep.
Here we go.
Together. Okay. Here we go. Hold on. Before we get started, I just want to be clear. We all know this.
All have it memorized.
Like, we could just say it from memory right now.
I've carved these words into my shield and my lance. Here we go. I, from the depths of content mountain, come before the world and its people, and I say, nay, you will receive this podcast, and I defiantly wave it in the face of man and God until I get my 5-star review.
Brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is a meal delivery service. This month we have tomato vermicelli with a nice Worcestershire sauce. All right, guys, welcome to our episode 10
extravaganza.
Can't believe it.
We're sitting out here on the back porch enjoying some cocktails. Got a bunch of friends and family around us, and we are celebrating 10 episodes.
We're going to go TPing later.
My hand is sore from all the congratulatory high fives I've received.
Guys, nobody knew the movement that we were going to unleash in starting this podcast.
I just want to be the first to say this. What a ride.
What?
Right.
I just got chills, Derek.
It's been a ride.
I got chills.
Guys, I mean, I'm looking back now on where we started and where we are now.
Yeah.
And it has been almost a dozen episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And I can barely count the amount of episodes we've done on two hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny to think about where we were upwards of 2-3 months ago and just knowing Just knowing how much life's changed. We were young, we were naive, but I mean, I gotta say it again. What a ride.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Ride.
It's been a ride.
When I listen back on those early years, I don't even recognize those guys.
Look at this picture it took of us when we first started. You guys see this picture?
Oh, Derek, that was before you lost your leg.
Yeah.
Wow. What the hell was on Joey's head?
So today, guys, we're going to take this episode to look back on some of the moments that we weren't able to bring you because, you know, when we record a podcast, we try to, you know, make it between 30, 40 minutes, something like that. But just the sheer amount of wisdom that even when we don't want it to.
Yeah. Just drinking from a fire hose.
We'll go 5-6 hours sometimes.
Mm-hmm. One thing just to mention is that some of these were from our sort of our rough pilot episodes where we were just trying to figure out if we even wanted to do this, and the sound quality is not good.
You can't hear it, but there is nudity in this podcast. So if you're someone who's sensitive to auditory nudity, if you can hear the fact that none of us are wearing clothes, maybe, you know, just wait for episode 11. Mm-hmm. Episode 11, make no mistake, still going to be a total ride. Yeah. What a ride. But this is like, wow, what a ride.
Yeah.
This episode.
Quick side note, auditory nudity, probably top 3 Red Hot Chili Peppers albums.
So I think on a previous podcast, we've mentioned that my family and I just moved into a new home. And as part of that, my wife and I have discovered that we actually like having people over, mm-hmm. which we've never really been entertaining people. Mm-hmm. But I think we're realizing it's because we didn't really like our house before. So we started to have a bunch of people over on Saturday mornings. We'll just like send a text out on Friday night and see who can come. And it's been very fun. And recently we had a bunch of people over and it's very like family feeling. It's not like high pressure. So for example, it's kind of like, oh, hey, we need to make some eggs. Does anybody want to make some eggs? And so a couple weeks ago when we were doing this, there was a volunteer to make the eggs and it was Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, who's on the podcast here with me to my left.
Yes.
And so I'm about to describe to you how a psychopath makes eggs. So, Andy, and this is not an exaggeration, just imagine like a normal saucepan that's like, I don't know, maybe 2 inches tall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. I'm imagining it, Kevin. I got it in my head.
Thank you, Tyler.
Or some would say 2 inches too short.
Sure, yeah. That's definitely where the story's going. Mm-hmm. Andy... and I'm not exaggerating at all, cracked 36 eggs into a saucepan he didn't whisk them first, he didn't whip them at all first, he literally cracked 36 eggs into a saucepan. That was the first part of his plan.
I forgot about Dr. Yolk's rule of expansion. I didn't incorporate
That's the third law of egg expansion, right?
Egg thermodynamics. Of entropy.
Nailed it.
Really proud of that. Uh-huh. So then imagine now 36 eggs, 36 egg whites. There's a lot of eggs in this pan is what I'm trying to communicate to you. Andy gets a whisk now and tries to whisk the eggs whilst in the saucepan.
I'm really good at cooking stuff.
However, the eggs are like to the point where you can actually see, like if you get vertical next to the saucepan, like you can horizontal. Actually see the liquid, horizontal, thank you. You can actually see the liquid over the saucepan already. So Andy has absolutely zero margin for error.
No, that's why I was whisking though.
Andy's basically just like flirting with the laws of molecular bonding at this point. Just,
I was
like,
having so much fun.
No, but the weird part is like, he was like, Andy was in like storytelling mode and one of Andy's great strengths.
I can only do one thing at a time.
You can only do one thing at a time.
Always.
So we're all watching Andy ruin 36 eggs, but he's so consumed with the story that he's telling. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife and a couple other people are standing there watching Andy absentmindedly stir and spill raw eggs everywhere.
Yeah.
So then they start to cook and expand, and they are making a gigantic mess all over the stove. And Andy starts ladling eggs into a different pan.
It's my backup pan.
So that he can cook
a lot of good puns
with
in
a
story.
Separate pan. So. Anyway, the eggs, and I'm not just saying this for the sake of the story, Andy, the eggs tasted terrible. We threw away at least 25 eggs. So my question for you, Andy, is have you ever cooked eggs before?
I have cooked a egg. And that worked out.
I honestly think it's the easiest food in the world to make.
The way you're describing it, it sounds like...
But what about toast?
It sounds like he was cooking eggs like a bachelor will cook eggs in a movie before he was given a baby, and it was like a funny joke. Like, now I gotta raise this kid, I can't even do the eggs right.
Andy was basically the dad trope that we all made fun of in the first episode of like doofy, well-intentioned dad, but now we were all just watching it happen, where I was like, you're not ready.
Oh no, Andy does things like that.
Looking back, I remember a lot of people walking up beside me going, hey, do you need any help?
I was one of those people.
Yeah. And being like, how's it going over here? And I'm just like, oh, no. Like, I'm doing good. Wait, I don't need anything.
In the middle of this, did you recognize that things were going downhill quickly?
I want to be clear. This is the first time I brought this up to Andy. Andy, you owe me like 25 eggs.
Gosh, when I listen back to those early years, I hardly even recognize us.
Yeah.
Hit after hit after hit.
But we just sound so innocent, don't we?
But you know what I appreciate is that, you know, we had advice early on. Don't let the fame change you. Don't let the times change you. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that we're still mostly the same guys, even though we've clearly been on a journey. I mean, what a ride.
Honestly, my servants put on my pants one leg at a time.
Here's the deal. I'm the same guy. The podcast just got smaller.
But in all the change, one thing has stayed the same. One kind of unintentional theme kept popping up in almost every episode that we recorded.
Yeah.
In the almost dozen of episodes that we've done so far, we talk a lot about Taco Bell.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And by we...
We usually mean Derek.
Derek talks a lot about Taco Bell.
It's a thing I do.
We should probably say that, you know, we tend to record these at, 9, 10 at night, which is, you know...
Taco Bell
fourth meal.
It's prime for fourth meal. Mm-hmm. So I understand when you got the TB on the brain, sometimes you just gotta pot about it with your boys, am I right? So here's some stories that all revolve around Taco Bell.
The four of us were driving home from church, and, you know, Father's Day has never been a thing for us. It's kind of been like, hey, it's Father's Day. Be nice to Dad. Ha, 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 ha. But,
is this what it's like to just be the only dude in the fam?
Yeah, 100%. Like, and I don't know if that's going away anytime soon, but I don't know.
And no, I'm sure it'll be a lot better when they're both teenagers.
When they're double teenagers and they clearly want me around. But we were driving home from church, and Amy was driving, and I was in the passenger seat, and she turned to me, and she said, you know, if I tell you where I think it'd be cool to go for lunch, you got to promise that you won't, like, overreact. Which, right away, I instantly knew she was talking about Taco Bell, because the thing about her...
Yeah. Okay, so back to Father's Day. So you get to Taco Bell.
So I said, oh... We go to Taco Bell, and she said, yeah, because I'm kind of thinking that nachos would be good, and there's a new Taco Bell on the way home. So what I noticed is throughout the day, after we ate at Taco Bell and I had my food, and it was delicious, is that Amy would jokingly refer to it as my Father's Day gift, and as we got further on in the day, I realized
is
was
this a joke?
That absolutely was my Father's Day gift. But I don't think I might. Like, I was 100%.
The first, 4 months of being a parent for us when Allie was born was exhausting. Allie couldn't go to sleep at our house. She could only fall asleep in a car driving, which was awesome. It was great. Listen,
so you sold the house.
So we sold the house and bought a limo. But so I remember one Friday afternoon, like, she had not napped yet, and finally I was like, all right, fine, get in the car. And I'm exhausted because she's been up all night screaming. And I'm like, gosh, I'm so hungry, and I'm exhausted, and I can barely keep my eyes open, but I go through the drive-thru like a Taco Bell, and I just park, and I'm eating my taco while she's, like, drifting off to sleep in the back, and I just fell asleep. Like, right there in the parking lot of Taco Bell. And, like, I only fell asleep for, like, 5 or 6 minutes, but I woke up with a taco, half-eaten taco in my hand.
That's how I wake up most mornings.
Yeah, almost all of Derek's stories start this way.
So there I was. I had just woken up, a taco in my hand.
But then I remember, like, that night we were supposed to go, like, bowling with some friends. And I just remember, like, looking at this, I'm just, like, waking up in this car with my kid. And I'm like, I'm not doing that crap.
No way.
This is ridiculous. Like, yeah. Sometimes self-care... You know, I totally agree. Sometimes self-care is like, yeah, I need to surround myself with community and go do things and not be a dad. Sometimes self-care is, dude, I need rest.
Yes.
I need sleep. And the way I recharge isn't by going to a freaking bowling alley and
dancing to the cha-cha slide.
Although sometimes, yes. What bowling alley are you going to? This sounds great.
It's a really cool bowling alley. But sometimes, like, I need to just, like, recognize my limits. And that can definitely have, like, that can definitely be ridiculous. But it can also, in some very real ways, be like, no, I'm sorry. I can't go out with you tonight. Like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You don't understand. So listen, the one thing I really enjoyed this past season of life is getting a chance to hang out with three brothers who have so much history, and I like being able to kind of just butt in at the tail end of it and be like, "Hey guys, I'm funny too. We have stories, right?" I gotta say, some really cool things happened in your family. Some funny stories, some great things. And I've gotten a window into seeing what your family was like growing up. And I gotta say, man, I missed out on quite a ride.
What
a ride.
Wow. What a ride.
I almost forgot.
So one thing that I love that didn't quite make the cut is probably my all-time favorite Madison family story. And that is a story of an airplane flight where Kevin tricked Andy into doing something, I would say, harmful and just horrible to his health.
We were, Kevin, interrupt me at any point if there's details I'm missing. We were going to be on just like a real short flight.
Nope, not a real short flight. We're on our way to Hawaii.
Okay. So, yeah.
We're on our way to Hawaii because my grandparents bought us this trip.
Yeah.
Thing my parents would never be able to afford. Mm-hmm. They're totally idealizing this thing.
And Kevin is over Ritalin. He's just like, I hate this. I don't like what it does to me. I want to be myself. And Kevin snuck a Ritalin into a handful of Skittles and said, hey, do you want some? And I popped the Skittles. And immediately I was like, man, one of those tastes really weird. And
I roofied Andy with a
and Ritalin. He was like, oh, I gave you one of my Ritalin. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, is that bad? And he was like, I don't think so. And then, I don't know, 30 minutes later, we're on the plane. How long does it take to kick in?
Yeah, 20.
20 minutes later, we're on the plane, and all of a sudden, I am so jacked.
Andy's like 8 years old at the time.
Heart beating so fast. I have so much energy.
You're on trucker speed now.
Yeah, that's basically what's happening. So much energy, and I'm just like bouncing, making all this noise. And I remember my dad reaching across the aisle and grabbing my shoulder really hard, squeezing and being like, you are embarrassing me right now. And me just looking at him and going, I don't care.
So yeah, that to me is a great example of why I wish I was around. I would have loved taking Ritalin with you guys.
You know what that would have been?
Tell me.
It would have been a ride.
On an airplane. What an airplane ride.
I'll tell you what, that story has definitely become a part of Madsen lore. And when I look back now, I was like literally getting you high and not understanding the ramifications of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you prescription medication that was not prescribed to you.
But you gave us vacation, Andy, and for that we all thank you.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought you said fake Asian Andy right then. I want to hear more about fake Asian Andy.
All I'm saying is you don't get to where we are at this point in history, changing the game, game changers.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Go.
We're change makers.
Keep going.
Deal breakers.
We're deal breakers.
History makers.
We are risk takers.
Risk takers.
Love makers.
Yeah.
We are
these guys
empire
are
breakers.
tell them.
Mm-hmm.
We are parting the seas of culture.
Oh.
We are looking the monolith in the eye.
Oh, it's so hot. Keep going.
Saying,
And saying.
Not today, Satan.
Yeah. And saying, what
a ride.
So let's talk about just the ups and downs that we've had.
A lot's happened.
Have there been downs?
It has been.
It's just been
There have been downs.
I remember, I'm going to talk about a particular down that we have.
Okay.
We have approximately, and I'm not counting, 132 iTunes reviews.
Okay.
And 131 of those
reviews.
That's
rounded up to the nearest interval of 132.
Yeah, so it's
You're saying roughly 132.
Roughly 132.
Divisible by 132.
And we have 131 five-star reviews and 1 3-star review.
Thanks, Mom.
That 3-star review says, this podcast is amazing. I love it and can't wait for the next one.
And they gave us 3 stars?
It's amazing. I can't wait.
They 100%... gave us 3 stars on accident.
I'm going to go and say this right now. It's been a great ride. And I hold no ill will to anybody. But if you're out there and you're the person who gave us a 3-star review, I will see you in hell.
So here we are at the 10-episode mark. No one's ever done it before. No one's had a podcast go to 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. We did it. Mm-hmm. And you know how we did it? We did it through discipline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And discipline has always been a part of our family's culture. You know, it's important. It's shaped us into the men we are today. And we spent a little bit of time talking about discipline. We had this story of what discipline looks like sometimes in Kevin's house. Specifically, what do you do about the whole, like, introducing discipline to a baby conversation? So here's that clip.
The other day, Josie's my girl. She's almost a year old. I'm holding her up on my shoulder, and she bites the hell out of my shoulder so hard. And also, I overreact to being bitten. I always have. I really don't like it.
You don't like sharp things.
Like
anything sharp.
Yeah. Both my brothers used to torture me with knives when I was a kid. And by torture me with knives, I mean...
Join us next week on Hey Dad.
Yeah, with all of my
Kevin's
issues.
Phobias.
The
point is I hate sharp stuff.
Yeah. So she bit me really hard, and I gave her the lightest little, like, Josie, no. Like,
wait, you spanked your one-year-old?
Like, two-finger... Don't take my wife's side right now.
You put it that way.
Like, two-finger little, like, don't. Immediate reaction.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're disciplining her. Did she learn her lesson?
Yeah, and the 11-month-old, first of all, she said, thank you, Dad, for teaching me.
She said, thank you for boundaries,
Father. Thank you,
Dad.
It
was her first sentence. I've learned life lessons.
I appreciate this moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, the point is, she got... I wouldn't say really mad, but she was like, hey, don't ever hit a baby girl because she bit you and doesn't even know what biting is. And I said, good point.
I was eager to please also. It didn't really take much for me to feel deeply, deeply in trouble. And it could just be a tone. It could be a look. And for the rest of the day, I'm like, oh, I don't ever want to. I'm just going to be a good boy for the rest of the day. Actually, the most formative things for me would be when they would take away things that were important to me. Like I remember
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I remember like the super
like food.
Yes.
Yeah. Like love and affection.
Yeah. For 2 weeks. For
like your pants. They're just like, you can't wear pants to school.
Yeah, look at No Pants Andy. Everybody laugh at No Pants Andy. He talked back at the dinner table. Now you have to go to prom in your underwear.
Think about what you did, you little jerk.
Wait, guys, that happened?
Nope. But like the Super Nintendo. I remember I clearly remember the Super Nintendo getting packed up into an Albertsons grocery bag, paper bag, and with the Super Scope, and it got I don't know where it got put away. They wouldn't let me see where they put it away. And I just remember being like, no. I remember
Were you mad because they packed away the Super Scope, but you were really mad because the Super Scope never worked?
There's that too, for sure.
There's some projection happening.
Yeah. What game was the Super Scope?
Wasn't it called Super Scope 6? Wasn't that the game?
No, there was a bunch of games the Super Scope was supposed to work for.
We didn't have a Super Nintendo. We had the 8-bit Nintendo. We had it for way longer than anyone else did.
Another early adapter.
That was the ultimate discipline. My parents tell me, you will be talking about Duck Hunt when all your friends are talking about F-Zero.
So another recurring theme on this podcast is dogs. They come up a lot because the three of you guys all have dogs. So Andy had a story that we weren't able to fit into one of our episodes a couple episodes ago that continues to haunt me to this day.
All right, so lately, the last couple of weeks, David has had a diaper rash, and it's just, I don't know if this is just the new normal. It sucks. I feel really
your
bad for him.
Your friend David or your baby David?
Yeah, my baby David.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no, and it's not the new normal, because, like, if it's the new normal and your baby just has, like, sores on and around his business.
Yeah. He might be a leper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever heard Jeff Foxworthy's famous?
He might be a leper.
Your baby has red rashes. If your fingers keep falling off.
He's going fangers, though.
Fangers.
Okay, so yeah, first kid. I don't know if I'm just supposed to get used to this or if I'm doing something wrong, but yeah, he's had a pretty perpetual diaper rash, and we were just trying to like stay on top of that. So Sarah had the idea of, you know, every now and then when we're just at the house, we're just gonna let everything breathe, and he's just gonna walk around diaperless.
Yeah, my dude.
And everything
Wait.
In me.
So
yes, I know. No, I, yeah. Whatever you're thinking is probably yeah. I was
it sounds like you've thought all those things too.
Yeah, I'm like, no, this is not gonna go well. And
Wait,
I was,
has Sarah committed also to cleaning up whatever happens from that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Whoa.
So maybe one out of seven times that the diaper's been off, it's gone well.
I like
yeah,
your
yeah, yeah.
Living in the fast lane yeah, over at the mansion yeah. house.
There was so recently I was doing some dishes. Sarah was in the living room with David, and then I just hear yelling, "Oh no, Andy, I need you, get in here, Andy!" Oh, it's too late. And I come in and basically had just caught like the last half of what had happened, which was, I don't know, in maybe like a half second, David standing had pooped. Dave, and then our dog, Leia.
Pooped while standing.
Pooped while standing. And then our dog.
That's it, like, I'm not even mad situation.
Yeah, wow, son. Yeah.
You're kind of telling like, I wish I could poop while I'm standing.
Yeah. So, wait, you guys don't.
Yeah. So in like, I don't know. 1 second, David pooped. Sarah freaked out about that, but then she freaked out even more when our dog swooped in and just like scooped it up in his mouth. And I walk in as our dog is like, nah, 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 like throwing it down her gullet.
Your dog's like,
it's like your dog is frantically swallowing because you yes. know it's like, don't take this out of my mouth.
This is mine. This is the only thing I have going right now.
I never get kid poop.
And so then Sarah has a horrible gag reflex. So I'm also thinking maybe gonna need to clean up adult vomit because she's over the corner like, take David, take the dog, separate them. I can't. And so, yeah.
We call that the triple crown.
Yeah. But at the same time.
That's the new dad hat trick.
So, yeah. So dogs are gross that they do that. And I don't want our dog to, like, lick my face.
Gross / helpful.
Yeah, exactly. At the same time, it's
that's
like.
That's huge. You should I was buy like, a dog a bone.
But or just give him some rugs.
I think the only wise thing to do when you scale a mountain like this is to quit. And so that's why I am proud to announce that this will be our last episode. Right?
We've lived.
Right? Real.
We've lived, we've laughed, we've loved.
I feel like we kind of non-verbally all agreed on that this is kind of it. Well, anyway, guys, it's been great having you here. It's been great talking about how great we are at this.
And to be clear, there will be another episode of the Hey Dad.
There might. Next week. We'll talk about that. I think that maybe we've reached our full potential.
Where do we go from here, though? What do you do after achieving so much?
I'm planning on traveling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to see the world. I really want to find me.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you'll probably say when you get home from that trip?
Mm-hmm. What a ride.
I'm going to invent a better toaster strudel.
Andy's going on a very particular kind of vacation.
It's a very specific ride you're going on, my man.
What a ride.
It's been a ride, guys. It's been a ride. I'm Derek.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Andy.
I'm Kevin. Love you. Bye.